Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Our next guest grew up in Western South Dakota, but cut his musical teeth in Minneapolis. He returned to the state and now makes music and art as well as teaching. Darren Jackson plays under the musical moniker Kid Dakota. He's released 9 albums and won 3 Minnesota Music Awards, including Artist of the Year. And he shared the stage with bands like the Violent Femmes and Soul Asylum. His albums include So Pretty and Denervation, and he recently released the single Age of Roaches. Kid Dakota joins us today for Moment in Sound, live from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPB's Black Hills studio. Darren, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. Glad to be here.
How have you been?
I have been great, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful November day here in South Dakota.
It certainly is. The weather is really unpredictable around here. One day it's like 60, and then it's, 15 the next.
Right, yeah. I think there's a good weekend coming up, though, for West River at least.
Yeah, it does look nice and warm.
So what have you been up to musically? Because you do so much artistically, musically, in education. Well, let's talk about music first. What's some of your focus been?
My focus has been trying to finish my new album, which is called Age of Roaches. I'm nearly complete, so that'll be coming out in early 2020. Also working on another sort of more acoustic-based record that is getting close to being done as well. So working on those two things. I've also been composing some music for a film about the French philosopher Badiou. It's a documentary that some colleagues of mine at Virginia Tech released last year, and now they're releasing it with a soundtrack. So mm-hmm. I've been working on some music for that. Mixing and mastering some local musicians around the hills, Chris Cady and 6 Mile Road, both Spearfish-based artists. So.
And what I love about that's just the musical stuff. That's not even the artistic stuff or the education. And one of the reasons that's so useful, Darren, for people who are listening, is that so many artists are multidimensional and are doing all this sort of patchwork of
Absolutely.
Creativity. That's kind of, and for people who don't work in the arts, that's kind of what it looks like for a lot of people.
Yeah, especially, I mean, I'm in a situation now where I have a full-time job, but I didn't have a full-time job for about 15 years outside of music, and I just, then it was patching together continuously,
it's
right. Just music and art and film and whatever, you could get your hands on.
Right. The best analogy I use for South Dakotans who don't sort of swim in that circle is there's a lot of commonalities between people who work in agriculture. If you have a farm, you're diverse, you have to diversify that operation, you have to look at new ways to do that all the time.
Absolutely.
And people say, really? Farmers and artists? I'm like, think about it and start making some of those comparisons.
Farmers are just artists of the land,
Right? That's, I mean, exactly. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to play for us today, and let's get to some music.
I'm going to start out with a song off my last album, Denervation. The song is called Pills. So that's what I'm going to play first. And then I'm going to play a song that my wife requested I play called War and Pieces. I haven't played that one for a while, so when she requested that, I was like, okay, I'll see if I can learn it again. And then I'll play another song off Denervation called Hope, and then an unreleased track called South Dakota is a State.
All right, let's start with Pills.
All right, thanks. I've got some pills to help keep me right. Some others I take to help me sleep through the night. And when I dream, there's you and there's me. holding hands on the wide open prairie, and the wind whips, and I feel the fear, so I tighten my grip so you won't disappear. But your heart has become a nest for the birds, and they come and they go, leaving only the words. So I open my hand and you start to fade. Now the question becomes, will I be okay? So I read the book, the one about me, and I get some relief from the darkness I feel. But now I've got some pills to help keep me right. Some others I take to help me sleep through the night. Help me sleep through the night. Well, I've got some pills to help keep me right. To help keep me right. To help keep me right.
Kid Dakota joining us from the SDPB Black Hills studio on Moment in Sound. That song was called Pills. Your voice is so true, Darren. I just love listening to you play.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about rethinking songs, because you're posting on Facebook about, you know, re-releasing songs, retooling songs. And, you know, clearly when you play live, and we should mention you're playing live this weekend, when you play live, you do that all the time. But when do you know something really, you want to go back and re-record it?
I guess when I come up with a captivating reinterpretation, you know, a dramatic enough change that it warrants re-recording it. So I've been playing a lot of acoustic guitar lately, and thinking of a lot of my songs are kind of slow. And playing those on an acoustic, it's difficult because it doesn't sustain like the electric guitar. Hmm. So a lot of the times when I re-envision them, I play them up-tempo. And that's, it's not only, you know, unique in terms of how the song's been performed before, but I think it's also more exciting in an acoustic setting. Hmm. Where there's not, you know, it's just me and the guitar up there. So
one of the reasons I love, you know, these segments, the Moment and Sound segments, or I love, you know, live music, really, especially these segments, is that everything is stripped away. So as a listener, I'm really paying a lot more attention to the lyrics and to you know, what's happening vocally.
Right.
Maybe it's because I'm not as sophisticated. You know, I can't, if there's too much happening, I can't hear those things anymore. But do you find that you even reach new audiences when you sort of strip things away? People who are, you know, sort of drawn to that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's an intimacy with acoustic recordings, you know, just acoustic and one vocal that, you know, you can have a song with 60 some tracks on it, or you could have, you know, one live mic, and, you know, that might be more appealing to certain people than, you know, a big orchestrated arrangement of a song.
Yeah, it shocks me sometimes when somebody plays something for me that maybe I haven't heard before, and then I'll go after they're on the show and I'll find the recorded version. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
And it's a whole new experience.
So. Absolutely, yeah.
Talk a little bit about when you release a single, let's get into art a little bit, the collage work that you do. How do you sort of integrate these, you know, where does the art and the music intersect for you, the visual art and the music intersect for you?
Right. That's a good question. Until, you know, last year, I had never really done any visual art. But with the advent of the internet, and especially the advent of streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music, It's much easier to release music continuously in a single format. And when you do that, you constantly need new artwork because you have to have some visual to go along with the song out in the internet. So I just decided, I've always wanted to do collage, but I've never done it before. So when I decided to start releasing singles, I also decided to start making my foray into collage, and I've really been enjoying it.
How did you get started? I mean, cutting and pasting?
Cutting and pasting,
digitally or physically?
No, it's all physically.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I go old school analog collages. Yeah.
Often you'll incorporate words and word art or books, or, I mean, there's every once in a while you see one of those motifs. Tell me a little bit about some of the themes that you find yourself drawn to again and again as an artist.
You mean in the collage work?
Uh-huh.
Or?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sort of a student of the history of collage, so I think about it in terms of, you know, how it began in, you know, Bauhaus and the Dada and Surrealist movements. And there was a lot of, they used a lot of text in their collages, and I think that can be a really interesting element in collage. So, you know, I'll pull a line from a song, or not necessarily a line from a song, but something that's related to the song textually and put it into the visual mix, and I think it adds a new dimension to the piece.
How do you create the time? You know, you mentioned your wife. We've talked a little bit, and we can talk more about your work as a teacher, helping, you know, kids kind of move into the world of music as well. But you have to create this space for yourself as an artist, because all of this takes a whole lot of time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me how you do that.
Well, I started getting up recently at between 3 and 4:30.
I don't like that answer.
Every day, I know.
Oh, everybody's like, could you make it easier, please?
And the reason I do that is because, you know, after a day of teaching, and there's a lot of things I love about teaching, but after a day of teaching, you're pretty tired. You get home, you know, it's dinner time. I walk my dogs. By that time, it's like 6 o'clock, and I just, you know, I don't have a lot of energy to devote to art. So.
Right.
I usually just chill out in the evenings, maybe do some reading, watch some television, and then in the mornings I get up super early, and that's when I get my work done.
Hmm. You mentioned the film soundtrack that you're working on. You studied philosophy as well, so that's not necessarily a big stretch for you to work on this this documentary. Who's the philosopher?
His name is Alain Badiou. Yeah, he's a French philosopher, and one of my instructors at Virginia Tech, which is where I got my master's in philosophy, he and his brother made this documentary. So they asked me to make some music for a segment in the film about Plato's cave, the analogy of the cave in Plato's Republic. So that was really fun.
All right, you better tell people a little bit about that analogy if you can do it without, I mean, maybe that's a 20-minute conversation in of itself, but put it in context for people who don't know.
And sure. Then, yeah. Yeah. The analogy of the cave is a representation of life. And when we're in the cave, we see only shadows of real objects or shadows of truth. And it takes philosophy or art or a certain kind of special encounter with a person or something in the world to show us the way out of the cave. And then we have the opportunity to see the world as it really is, in all of its injustice and unfairness and inequity. And then it's the responsibility of the person who has left the cave to return to the cave and show other people the way out.
And so, you need to figure out a musical interpretation of that, a musical coming alongside for that. What's your role as a musician in making that connection?
Yeah, so Badiou is talking about this analogy, and while he's talking about it, they are filming the riverboat going down the in Paris, going down the middle of Paris, and it ends up on the Eiffel Tower. So I sort of start with this very sparse accompaniment on the piano, which gets more hectic and chaotic until you see the Eiffel Tower. And then the second half of the piece that I scored, it's going up the Eiffel Tower. So that's also a point where I start with a sort of a low melodic idea and go to a higher melodic idea and try to represent this ascension out of the cave musically.
So right now, listeners are either having like the best driveway moment of the week, or they're like, play some more music, depending on if they like that question or not. But I sure found that fascinating, so there you have it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this song your wife wanted you to play.
Yeah, this song tonight, is called War and Pieces. It's off my record called Listen to the Crows as They Take Flight. Mm. And it is a loose adaptation of War and Pieces by Tolstoy. So should I go for it?
Yes, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, Moment in Sound with Kid Dakota.
Vera with an icon, the count beside the bed, Anna with the medicine, feeling magnetic fields. It's War and Pieces, yeah. It's War and Pieces, yeah. What's left after war are pieces. War and Pieces. Seven doctors calling, powder in hot water, a bed he can't cover, disgrace upon the house. It's War and Pieces, yeah. It's War and Pieces, yeah. What's left after war are pieces. It's War and Pieces. Lie down before the emperor. Don't breathe near the emperor. Look not upon the emperor. Dragging all the wounded and leaving all the rest. The campaign is over, the general is shamed. It's War and Pieces, yeah. It's War and Pieces, yeah. What's left at the war are pieces. War and Pieces.
war and peace. It's war and peace. Look not upon the emperor. Blame it on the left arm. I think the emperor is just.
Listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Our guest today, Kid Dakota, and he is playing tonight in Rapid City. Where is that at, Darren?
Lost Cabin Brewery.
Okay, sure. Yeah. All right. And then later in November as well, in Spearfish?
Yes, at Crow Peak Brewery.
November 27th is what the website says. So more than one opportunity to go see a live performance as well. What do you like about playing live in the scene right now? You know, you did so much in Minneapolis, and now you're in the Black Hills. What comparisons and sort of challenges did each of those sort of offer you?
Well, the musical scenes are completely different. I mean, in Minneapolis, you're typically playing on a bill with three bands, maybe four, rarely two. You might play 45 minutes to an hour, usually. And you play all original music, typically. I mean, of course, there are cover bands in Minneapolis, but
right. That's
more confined to kind of the suburban scene. And here, and there are a lot of clubs in Minneapolis, you know, you could play at 10 different clubs in a month, easily. Here in the hills, I think the focus is a lot more on cover music. You know, and whenever you play, you're expected to play, you know, 3 hours. so it's very different, you know. I mean, there's also a lot of original music. I don't want to, you know, pigeonhole the scene here, but I do think that there's a lot more opportunity for cover bands to play here. And oftentimes you have to bring your own, own PA here, mm-hmm. Whereas in Minneapolis you just show up with your musical equipment and there's a house engineer and, you know.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah, that's nice.
What are the opportunities for a Black Hills artist, though, to sort of, you know, the community's got to be, maybe it's not, the community's smaller, closer, tighter knit, or not really, because Minneapolis has its own sort of, you know, vibe there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, you know, it's more spread out. You know, I think people in Custer and people in Spearfish and Rapid, they all know each other. And, you know, everybody plays different, at these different communities. So geographically, it's more spread out. I'm not exactly sure if it's more tight-knit or not. I mean, I'm sort of new to the scene, I guess. But there is a lot of opportunities to play. You know, the brewery scene, I think, is great, you know, with all the opportunities that there are to play now.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about 10 years ago when there weren't any breweries around. I mean, that's probably half of the shows that happen,
right.
in the country now.
Seems like it, yeah.
Are at breweries, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear Hope.
Okay.
Thank you. Hope is a dangerous thing. When there is nothing to hope for, a bird with one broken wing, and the sky slamming shut like an oak door. But when I call you, you listen, and you try to talk me down. But these heights are my prison, and now I know how it feels when you are not around. Like the countryside after the war, advertisements from boarded up stores, like a stray dog that's outside your door, like a sail full of wind of a ship that's been. Hope is a dangerous thing when there is nothing to hope for. A cure for this empty feeling. A machine to fuse all these thoughts in one hole. But when I call you, you listen, and you hear what I say. But I no longer have permission. See, the permit expired, and now there's no.
Dakota joining us today for Moment in Sound. You can see him tonight in Rapid City and November 27th in Spearfish at Crow Peak Brewing Company. Tell us about this last song, the final song for today, South Dakota is a State, an unreleased track.
Oh, geez. I wrote this over 20 years ago when I was sort of, for various reasons, forced to live in South Dakota for a little while. And I didn't want to be here, and I had a hard time appreciating South Dakota at that time. I was much younger and just wanted to live somewhere else, you know? That has changed. I love living in South Dakota. I love the landscape, lots of the people. I love the Black Hills and everything about it. And but this song harkens back to a time when I was an angrier youth, I guess.
All right, let's take a listen.
All right.
South Dakota is a state that you might drive through. It's a place that you might fly 30,000 feet above, and I'd be looking up into the sun. It's the closest I could ever hope to come to you. 'Cause you're so far away, 1,000 miles of interstate I drive to reach you. Distance, I beseech you. With sunglasses on, a strain to see the stain left by the jet fuel. But the wind wants to erase you. South Dakota is a state. South Dakota is a state. It's one of the 50. South Dakota is a state that you might drive through. It's a place that you might fly. South Dakota is a state. It's one of the 50. South Dakota is a state. South Dakota is a state. She might drive through. It's a place that you might fly. 30,000 feet above.
And I'm sad and happy all at the same time. You're confusing my emotions here.
Terribly sorry.
Taking us all back. So when you work with kids today, now that's a good thing musically. It's not, you don't need to apologize for that. Apologize for the emotional connection. When you teach kids today, and when you, you know, you have some kids who are, you know, who are future musicians. What do you bring to the classroom?
Well, two things I guess are really important to me. I try to really respect where they're at. You know, I think it's important to acknowledge what they like and appreciate. Even though, you know, they don't know a lot about the history of music and, you know, they haven't had a lot of musical opportunities yet, but really to give them positive feedback on what they do like and how excited they are about it. And then secondly, which is the other part of that, is to try to expose them to, you know, the vast unknown world of music that they haven't experienced yet. And I think that's tricky because, you know, to get students to start listening to jazz or to start listening to classical or even to start listening to Bob Dylan, you know,
right.
It can be a challenge because it's so foreign to them and it's so outside of their comfort zone. So I feel like introducing those things in a very thoughtful way is really important.
Yeah. Well, Kid Dakota, you can see him tonight. Tell us a little bit about tonight's show. Just we have about a minute left, and your website where people can connect with your music
right.
on social media. Yeah.
The website is kiddakota.band. I also have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the other various internet outlets. Tonight's show, I'm going to start at 6, and I'm playing until 9. And I'm going to be playing mostly original material, but I've also learned quite a few cover songs as a result of starting to play in the Black Hills, which has really been exciting, you know, because for a long time I didn't play any covers, you know.
Yeah.
But it's fun to go back and learn some songs that, you know, I've always known but never known how to play.
Your own music appreciation class has
exactly,
been.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Darren Jackson, thank you so much for being here with us today. We really appreciate your time. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you, Lori. It was really a pleasure to be here.